7:46 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 47 degrees, chilly outside. I want to say hello to Ed Harden from McLaren Health Plan. I know that he's listening to the program as we speak. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Ed Sarpolis from Target Insight. Ed, how are you?
I'm just out here in Mackinac Island enjoying the horses going by at the Grand Hotel.
Well, it's a grand sight, but it's got to be chilly up there.
Oh, it is, but it's warming up quickly here this morning, bringing it up into the mid-60s, probably a little bit of rain later on this afternoon, and it's really super right now. It's warming up quick.
Ed, thanks for coming on the program with you. What's going on with Thaddeus McCotter and the signature of a challenge he seems to have? There are accusations that his staff panicked and maybe has put his candidacy in jeopardy.
Well, basically, his candidacy is in jeopardy. In fact, I just talked to the Secretary of State this morning, and they are confused by what happened themselves, and they're turning over to higher authorities to evaluate the process. But I was hired by a number of congressmen to collect their petitions this cycle, and I challenged a couple, and I got a couple other ones off the ballot. The bottom line is that you have to do your due diligence. For my clients, we collected, in one case, you're allowed to submit 2,000. 1,000 has to be good. I collected 4,000 for one candidate just to find 1,000 good ones. And so this was just laziness, not follow-through, and vetting people above the collectors. Did you do what you were being paid to do?
So what do you suppose that campaign is doing as far as damage control?
Well, damage control right now is the fact, if you listen and read the newspapers, the Republican Party, per se, is not running to McCotter's side, and so McCotter's going to have to raise money now to get up to 40,000 people to write his name on the ballot to actually get a shot at running for Congress again this fall.
Is this campaign, is this the end?
It could be the end, because it's very hard, not to say that it will be the end, but it's going to be very difficult. Most write-in petition people very seldom ever win. So this is a big long shot. The only advantage he has, he's got name recognition, he's got people who know him, but he's going to have to find 40,000 people on the high side, they're willing to take something front the door and write his name out exactly when they go on the ballot. And that's not easy.
Is that doable?
It is doable, but it's highly unlikely from past history.
What's been the hot topic on the island so far?
Well, there's been a number of hot topics. If you're talking about the U.S. Senate race, there was a sort of a mini quasi-debate last night. Pete Hoekstra was still on the defensive from his comments about whether he talked about Berkey or not and the challenges to the president. Clark Durant showed he's picking up steam on his presentation, and the best prepared was Debbie Stabenow. Well, the other talk is that the governor is still dealing with his forward agenda. He was doing well on that. At the same token, he got a sort of a slap from the legislature yesterday saying, we're still going to try to stop your bridge. And so it's, that's been the talk. But there's a lot of focus here on Michigan more than that's by politics. The elected officials here pretty much weren't here this weekend.
Now, Ed, some may say that people like you may benefit from not having the House and the Senate up there because they're in session. Do you sense that business can be conducted out there without the politicians?
Yes, because the bottom line here is when politicians come up here, it's more of a meet and greet and cut some deals. But the point being, the focus is the people who are up here are people who want to get the job done. Whether you're a business owner or your association member or just a private individual, you have that opportunity. I've had probably talked about 100 people up here. We've got some things going that's going to benefit the state and other things. Now, this is a place where you network and meet people and get the job done without having to go through the phone calls and, well, I'm going to meet you next month. You get to do it in 5 minutes.
Ed Sarpolis is with Target Insight, one of the guys who is the smartest when it comes to what's going on here in the state of Michigan politically. Ed, from your perspective, will there be a bridge built from Detroit to Canada, and will the governor get this done without the House or the Senate?
Well, he's going to have some help from the House and the Senate, because in the end, there's Manny Maroon, who's opposing the governor, is probably going to collect enough signatures to get his ballot proposal on the ballot this fall. And so the point being is that the governor is going to need help from the legislature to put a counter proposal on or get some legislation that's going to offset any damage that Manny Maroon would do at the ballot this fall.
And a final question for you. When it comes to the Senate race, Hoekstra, it looks like it's going to be the guy versus Debbie Stabenow. Who wins that?
I would say today would be Debbie Stabenow. Just the fact that because Proctor Rance taking on Hoekstra and other people are on their positions, whatever, this primary is allowing Debbie Stabenow to redefine herself. And that's going to be, and so after the primary, they're going to have to pick up steam to correct any misperceptions by Proctor Rance case of taking on Pete Hoekstra. Hoekstra's have to do repair damage. But we still have a long ways away, and Proctor Rance could still surprise Pete Hoekstra.
And finally, Ed, when will we see Target Insight's next poll, and what will be the focus?
Well, the focus is going to be, I would say that, you always do the matchup, but I think we're going to be focused on is more issues, what people are focused, because you know what, you're going to spend almost, well, I'm exaggerating, you're going to have to voting on ballot petitions this fall. And you could have up to 12 of them, which means you may go in and vote all no, you're going to have to read all 12 of them.
Ed Sarpolis is with Target Insight. Ed, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
7:52 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's a chilly 47 degrees.